So Emma is here. We were just, you got rained on the way here.
I did.
Which, not ideal for you, but we managed to resolve it by using one of the dog dryers, which I was excited to use. So, it's been
it's powerful.
It was very bad. It did the job though.
It very quickly.
Really did a job. So.
And I get rained on a lot, so maybe I should invest in one.
So I got the impression when you talk, you're not a weather checker.
You know, I'm a weather checker, but how reliable is it?
I completely agree.
Because I did actually check the weather before coming and it didn't say it was going to rain.
Didn't say it was going to rain. So that, to me, that would suggest there's no point.
No.
There's no point. I'm not a weather checker because I'm of the opinion there's no point.
Mm.
But then the amount of times you get rained on and someone says, oh yeah, it was meant to rain earlier. They said it was going to rain. And I think, but who's checking the weather? I think unless you're a gardener or you're a farmer, those are probably the big two. Anyone else need to check the weather?
I think I check the weather every day.
Do you?
Every morning, I'll check the weather because it will depend what I'm going to wear.
Sure. I don't, but then I'm often poorly dressed.
Okay.
I'm not prepared for anything. I just roll the dice. Basically, I look at what it is as when I leave the house.
Yeah.
That's me for the day.
Yeah.
And yeah, we're gonna make mistakes. We're going to get it wrong.
But often in the summer, it can be really cold.
Sure.
And then it's going to get to like 25 degrees in pure sun.
Exactly.
And you've got like a thick long sleeve shirt.
So I just think, just go with it. Just see what, and endure the being uncomfortable 90% of the time.
Okay.
Which is these are not good ideas. You're listening to Under the Groomers. We're here today with Emma Coyne. Hi, Emma.
Hi.
First time in the Groomers?
First time in any groomers.
First time in any groomers. I think it is for most people,
yeah.
I think, generally. First time in a groomers. Thoughts so far?
Very nice chairs.
We're on the big
pink is my favourite colour.
Oh, great.
I like a velour.
Yeah. Yeah, it is velour, you're right.
I like the dog themed things,
sure.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Like in the bathroom, the dog towel.
It's very
happy.
Yeah, it's very have you got a dog?
I haven't got a dog.
No dog.
I love dogs.
Oh,
I would
do you?
Love to have a dog one day.
That's nice. What kind of dog would you like?
I would love a big dog.
Big dog?
A Labrador.
Sure.
Golden Retriever.
St. Bernard? Would you stretch to a St. Bernard?
I think that's a bit too big.
Too big. Too big.
Yeah.
You want a large dog, not a massive dog.
Yeah. Medium large.
Medium brackets large.
Yeah.
That's very nice. Yeah. The St. Bernard. You don't see many of them these days.
No.
Not on the mountain. Beethoven, of course. The
but old. I don't like little dogs.
Sure.
And in fact, I would say I really dislike little dogs.
It's a hatred of small dogs.
In fact, once I went on a date,
here we go,
and this guy said, shall I bring my dog? And I was very excited.
Of course. What I mean, and you know that you think I'm excited. Dog
said,
on a date, don't come yourself.
You know?
Just send the dog.
Very, very, very thrilled.
Mm.
I said, oh my God, love dogs. Please. We went for a coffee.
Sure.
It was a tiny little chihuahua.
Ooh.
That was jumping up and yapping the entire time.
Yeah.
And it was awful.
Yeah.
The date wasn't great anyway.
Sure.
But then to add this tiny little annoying dog.
It's insult to injury at this stage.
It was awful.
Do you think maybe he thought the small yappy dog might take the heat off him for a bit? If you thought, well, the dog was very annoying and in comparison, he wasn't that annoying.
I think he just thought, this is the same as another dog. Girls love little things. Girls love little dogs.
Sure.
In reality, that's a rat.
Yeah.
Ooh. Tell me you're going to bring your rat.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can I bring my rat?
Can I bring my large rat?
Yeah.
Or very, very small dog?
No, thanks. I don't like rodents.
No, thanks. Just leave it at home.
Yeah.
Especially the promise of a dog and the reality of a chihuahua, I guess. Because you're thinking a classic dog is coming. It's going to be great. You can talk to that all night.
Mm-hmm.
Yapping.
Specify the breed, yeah.
What was the venue of the date?
I remember very well because it was Boston Tea Party.
Of course.
And we turned up at two different Boston Tea Parties.
That's a classic Bristol anecdote.
I thought there was just the one.
It's a Bristol tale as old as time. Yeah. Which one did you go to?
I went to the one really close to me on Gloucester Road.
Sure.
And he went to the one in Stokescroft.
Oh, the one close to you. Oh, You went to the one like on the end of like Neville Road, like up by the Sainsbury's.
Yes.
Sure. You forget about that one.
Yeah. I was there the other day.
Were you?
I was there the other day.
I guess if you live by it, you don't forget about it that
often. I don't forget about it. And it's a reliable fry up.
It's solid.
Although when I went, they'd run out of hash browns, which they didn't tell me. And then my fry up turned out without hash browns.
That. These are two sad stories. Dog on the date, chihuahua, gutting, out for breakfast, no hash browns. These are gutting stories.
Sad, sad life.
What a sad tale these have been.
I'm sorry.
Two bad outings so far.
I have some good ones.
Oh, I'm sure. No, don't listen to me. Thanks for coming.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming down. You're up. We're doing back-to-back Emmas. We had Emma Hughes last week, who brought in her invention, who I believe you saw perform last night. Did you see Emma? Yes, I did,
for Helen Bauer, supporting Helen Bauer.
Very nice. She's a big star now.
Emma Hughes is big.
She's going to be big time. She's going to be big time. She's great.
She killed it. She's great.
Yeah, she's fab. She came under the groomers. Now, we often talk about business inventions, ideas. Now, Emma's was interesting because I think what Emma missed potentially was what we talk about, you know, sort of market appeal, mass appeal, because Emma's... for those who didn't listen, was something to repair your mouth or something to put in your mouth to protect it for when you eat too much pineapple to the point that your mouth bleeds.
Ooh.
Mm. And as most people have sort of, I've spoken to have since listened to the episode, yeah. I don't think it's a global issue for many people. I'm not sure lots of people are suffering from...
My mouth hurts if I have too much pineapple.
Does it?
Yeah, I thought everyone's mouth hurt when they had too much pineapple.
Here we go.
Well, I don't know if it's ever bled.
Okay.
So, but it definitely stings.
Definitely hurts. Okay. All right.
Like the roof of my mouth.
The roof of your mouth stings from too much pineapple. Mm. We've got another customer here on our hands.
And I love pineapple.
Maybe we're doing Hughesy a disservice because I thought, well, I don't think anyone else has this problem that they eat pineapple till their mouth hurts.
No, I have had that and I would like a device that stopped it.
Shit. Wow. We've got the thing for you. We've got the invention. Oh, I'm so glad. I thought maybe I'm just not eating enough pineapple.
Maybe you're not.
Have you ever reached the point of bleeding?
No, I've never bled from pineapple overeating.
But hurting
for sure.
Okay.
Yeah. There's a few different foods I think that make the top of my kiwi.
Kiwi.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Citrusy fruits.
Do you think it's an acidity issue?
Potentially.
Potentially.
Make the top of my.
Tell you what, a good kiwi. I think it's underrated as a fruit. A rock solid kiwi.
Mm-hmm.
I think is really good.
I've got into them more recently because my nephew's been eating them.
They're a classic kid fruit.
To see him, yeah.
Have a kiwi.
Really enjoy it.
Have a fucking kiwi, mate.
Yeah.
Get it in. Yeah, I'm into a kiwi. Sometimes if you buy the fruit salad pot from Tesco, which is a bit bleak, but actually this fruit's surprisingly okay. Mm-hmm. The kiwi is a nice little twist in there.
Mm-hmm.
Get a good one.
And sometimes if you really treat yourself to a fruit pot from Pret.
Here we go.
And they'll have like mango.
Now we're talking.
Kiwi, yeah. Pineapple.
Tropical.
Oh.
The taste of the tropics.
And it's like £4 or something. Yeah. But you're like, fuck it.
Bit of fruit.
Yeah.
Get it in. Okay, well, I'm glad that it's got more mass appeal than potentially I first thought. Because the way Emma was talking about it, I thought, I don't think anyone's eating pineapple in the same way.
Mm.
But we've got back-to-back Emmas, back-to-back mouth hurting from pineapple. So I think I'm in the wrong on this one. Well, I still said I'd invest, so.
I'm also Emma's number one fan, so I probably would have agreed with whatever.
Sure. Okay. Yeah.
But I do actually genuinely agree.
I'm a number one fan, and I would have agreed with her anyway, but yeah. I'm in. Great. Well, I don't know if you had chance to think of a business or an invention. I did.
Well, I'd already had this idea.
Here we go. That's what I was hoping. What I'm always hoping is that other people have got a couple of little things in the back pocket that they think, you know, if I ever went on another program to pitch a business idea, this is the kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Let's hear it.
Okay. I might need to stand up to sort of demonstrate.
Fantastic. Okay. This is the first standing pitch. Here we go. Emma's standing up. She's got
the mic. So it would be a belt.
Okay.
That you could wear under your clothes.
Okay.
And you'd it would have a collapsible cup.
Okay.
Within the belt.
All right.
You're walking down the street.
Mm-hmm.
I need a wee. You press a button. A shield sort of comes down. Here you can go. Crouch down. You bring over the collapsible cup. You pee into it.
Okay.
But you, it's private.
It's private because it comes with a shield.
And then you take the cup, press a button, shield comes back up. You got your cup of pee.
So you're now left holding the cup of pee.
Yeah, you can put that in your bag or throw it away somewhere. But I think that it's, you know, an outcry that we don't have the same privilege as men to be able to pee sort of in the corner of a street or an alleyway, which I see all the fucking time.
Of course. You're preaching to the converted.
Right?
Yeah, I'm telling you.
And I, you know, just as much as a man on a walk home from a night out, or even just a walk,
even just a
fucking walk.
Maybe you've had a couple of big coffees.
Do you know what I mean? Oh, I really need a wee. What am I going to do?
Yeah, in the country especially. I think men definitely in the country have the huge advantage. Mm. As I would say, it's a similar problem for men in a city centre, just because mm-hmm. I personally am not a big sort of, I'd like to think I'm not a big street pisser.
Good.
That's just me. I'm kooky like that.
Mm.
I have enough trouble at the urinals, you know. I can't
get sheep eye.
Pee shy. I'm okay. I can hold my own.
Okay.
That's not a cock reference, but I
prefer to go in a cubicle.
I would prefer it.
Mm.
It's often not an option, but I'm not a big street pisser.
Do you think in many years time, say 100 years time or 1,000 years time, people will look back on urinals as barbaric?
I currently think they're barbaric. I currently think the whole system is, a lot of the time it's not even a urinal, you know, it's the trough system, which is essentially a big bin that we all piss into at the same time, like we're fucking cattle.
It's so gross. It's, when you pass, as a girl, when sometimes you pass the guy's toilets and you see it.
That's where we have to go.
It's crazy.
In there. We all go in there. You get a little room to yourself.
Yeah, as it should be.
As it fucking should be. You could solve the whole toilet situation and just say, everyone gets a cubicle for whatever you're doing in there.
Right?
Pop a little sink in there. That's toilets done.
If anything, it's more private, sat down as a girl, than it is for a guy with your wang out.
Of course. Of course
it
is.
I think it's crazy.
The bin system, the urinal system is insane. Mm-hmm. There's a stranger next to you and there's no etiquette. There's people say, oh, there's no rules in there. It's chaos.
Mm-hmm.
But I detract from your... But I would agree, in a countryside setting, definitely, a man has a major advantage in that. To pee in a bush, in a field, if you're alone, I think it is 1,000 times easier as a man. But you're bang on brand for this podcast, because most of our inventions sort of focus on toilet anxieties, toilet issues.
Oh,
a lot of them are very much toilet based.
Okay, great.
And the main problem is that we want to be able to go to the toilet whenever we want.
Oh, okay. So, I'm glad I'm so on brand.
So it's the shield that comes round.
Yeah, and it would have branding on it, you know. So the pee shield.
The pee shield. Yep, you got the branding on the front. Pee shield. That's nice. Trademark. That's trademarked. That's trademarked now. It's been on the podcast.
And it could maybe be like, sort of like a shower curtain material.
Oh, okay. So you're thinking like a material.
So there's, you know, in case of splashback.
Of course. You've got, yeah, because you don't want anything too rigid as well.
No.
Even though in the wind, it could be a windy festival.
Yeah. Festivals are where I'm thinking it would be really good.
Festivals would be perfect.
Because sometimes you do actually just see girls just peeing.
We've all seen it.
In a crowd because they don't want to leave. Respect. And I fully think you do you.
You do you.
But would you feel more comfortable with my pee shield?
I think with the pee shield, I see no drawbacks.
Mm-hmm.
I see absolutely no drawbacks. I think no one's gonna mind. You get your shield out.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing to see here.
And if you're at a festival, you know, fuck the cup. Just go on grass.
Just straight on the grass.
Yeah.
No.
And then you've got a collapsible cup if you just wanted that for a drink.
Yeah.
If you're okay with
you've got a bonus cup.
Yeah.
You go, someone gets out a box of wine.
Oh!
You think, oh, if only I've got a cup. And you're like, I've got my pea cup.
And my pea cup.
I'll probably just drink it out of the bag. I'll probably just use the bag, if I'm honest.
When you go for a coffee and you know, we only do it with reusable cups, Boston Tea Party.
Yeah, exactly. Get down to Boston.
Got my pea cup.
Just put it in there, mate. That's where it's going anyway. It's all going to end up in there anyway, mate. Don't worry about that.
It's what, what's it called? Like, you know when people are like, oh, do you pee in the shower? And they're exactly. like, oh, it's just, I can't think of the word. But like it cleans itself.
I know what you mean.
You know, I can't think of the word.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Like self-cleaning.
Yeah, I can't think of, but you know, it's sterile.
Sterile. That's true. Is that true?
Mm.
Is this cup clean? Yes, I just pissed into it. It's... I tell you how clean it is. I've been pissing in it for days. We're smart.
Cannot be cleaner.
Yeah.
My piss cup.
Yeah. You don't got to worry about that, mate. This is where I piss. At festivals. Don't worry about that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea. I think festivals, perfect. Nights out, perfect. Because coming back from a night out, I think that's where you probably see the most street weeing other than a festival.
And I am very partial to a street wee.
Of course.
If there's no one around.
Yeah.
I'll take my chances.
Yeah.
In places that you probably would be quite shocked that. Not long ago, because I don't drink at the moment. I've not drunk in like a year.
Oh, well done.
And I had a daytime sort of wee in a sort of park.
A sober park wee?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It was coming from somewhere and then I wanted to go to Lidl. And I thought, I really need a wee.
Yeah.
I just sort of found a corner of a park.
And
peed.
Why not? I mean, ultimately, you know, we're just bloody mammals, aren't we? And sometimes we've just got to go. And why not? Let yourself go. Bristol Park?
Yeah, it's the one near me, Hawfield Common.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know it well. Yeah, lovely. Why not? There's no one around. But you wouldn't even need to feel any sense of shame if you had the Emma Coyne pea shield. Yeah, but wee's only, I think.
Yes.
Let's not take the piss here.
No.
Let's not go crazy.
No.
It's wee's only.
Mm-hmm.
If anything else,
if
come
you
on.
Can... If you can go for a number two in the middle of the street.
You got bigger issues then.
Yeah, you need more than, more than a shower curtain.
It's not a privacy issue at that point.
No. No.
No, it's not a privacy issue.
That's crazy.
You do, yeah, I find if you're coming back from a night out, I find it can be, you know, sometimes the journey can be long and it's nice to walk as well sometimes.
I like walking home.
I like walking back from a night out, sort of eat into the hangover a bit, get the sobering up going a little bit earlier. Mm-hmm. I like, and a lot of the time I think I would walk back, but I'm going to need a wee on the way.
Yeah.
And I don't want to have that issue. In fact, I was walking back when I was in Edinburgh, I was walking back to where I was staying, which was quite a long walk and I liked to walk it and I needed a wee. But as I'm not... street wear, what I had to do was go into a pub and buy a can of Coke out of guilt
just to wee
because I thought I could go down, and that's Scotland, remember. I'm sure I don't know what the stats are, but it feels like there's more street pissing up there.
I would say
during the festival in Edinburgh there's got to be a fair old whack.
Yeah,
but I had the same. I thought I can't go in an alley. I can't also go into the pub and just use the toilet because I'm more worried that someone will tell me off. So I bought a can of Coke like a coward and then went to use the toilet and left.
I get it.
Pathetic.
No, but I, you know, polite.
Polite.
When I was a kid, my dad used to take me and my brother to Notting Hill Carnival every year.
That's nice.
And I remember being very young and needing a wee.
Mm-hmm.
And my dad said, just go in this garden.
Yeah.
And I said, what? Just this front garden. I said, what? And he said, it's Notting Hill Carnival. They expect it.
Sure.
And they're probably not even here.
That's
probably
true.
Gone away for
they're
the weekend.
They've probably gone away. That's
so I
true.
Peed in this front garden. But I really remember that.
front garden as well.
Front garden. They'll expect it.
They'll expect that. They're looking out the window going, why is no one pissing in our garden?
But when you're like 8 or whatever, you take your parents' word as gospel, right?
Oh, 100%.
They would expect 100%. This.
Imagine if you just carried that. Because sometimes your parents tell you something when you're young, and then you just think that for the rest of your life until someone goes, what are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the kind of thing that you could have been 25 at Notting Hill, just in someone's front garden having a piss. And they're going, what are you doing? You're like, you expected this. They expect this.
Which is true. That's how I found out.
Yeah. It's the carnival. Look around you.
Don't you have a dad?
Yeah.
God.
Lighten up. Never been to Notting Hill Carnival before.
God.
You live here, you square.
My mum used to say when we were kids, what, do you have sausages for eyes? And I thought that was a phrase, like a common phrase.
Yeah.
And me and my brother still use that.
Sausages for eyes.
He said that to his wife recently. We were on the phone. He said, would you have sausages for eyes? And she was like, that's not a phrase. I was like, it is.
That's not a phrase.
It is.
Do you have sausages? Maybe I'm going to start trying that one out. Yeah. I try. Oh, you got sausages for eyes. What's the... Because really, if you... Yeah, because really you could say anything instead of eyes.
Sausages is funny though.
Sausages is a funny word to say. It's not very snappy though.
I think. What's snappier?
A single syllable.
Okay.
Cock. You got cock fries.
My mum was saying to me and my young brother.
We got cock fries.
We got cock fries.
Eggs. Eggs. We got eggs fries.
We got eggs fries. No, sausages
not
is
not as catchy.
Superior.
You're right. Yeah. I'm wrong. You're right. It is good. We got sausages fries. The sausage is quite hard to say quickly.
Yeah.
Well, you got sausages fries. Now that is good. It's growing on me. You know?
I expect to start hearing you
say. You know what? That is cool. I think it is an expression.
That's not.
That is cool. Well, you got sausages fries. Yeah, I like it. I'm going to give it a whirl. I'm still getting over the pissing in the front garden because they expect it. They expect it. I guess, again, the kids wouldn't need your pee shield because a kid pissing in the street, no one's got beef
with
that.
That's fine.
That's, you know, a kid pissing at the side of the road, no probs. Fill
your boots.
Absolutely
fine.
When kids have got to go, they really do have to go. That's the problem, I think, with all of the things is that we're expected to have more control over our bladders now that we're adults.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think that's necessarily true. If you have to go, I don't like the idea that I've never liked the idea that I'm not able to. I'd like to know at all times. That's why I don't like going to, like, I don't know, the theatre, you know? Because I always feel like you can't get out without causing a hubbub.
Mm.
It's on my mind then. And then I start thinking about it. I'm not watching the play. Do you reckon I could use this in a theatre situation? That's what I'd really like. Yeah, I guess it'd be tough in the theatre, I guess.
What else could you use it for? Because I went to theatre... with my friend, we went to go and see Book of Mormon.
Great.
And we were next to these group of lads. We were here, they were here, and they were getting up, I'd say, every 20 minutes or so and going to the toilet, one or two or all of them.
Sure.
And when they were coming back, sort of, you know, sniffing.
They're on the bag.
And were becoming more touchy-feely with us in terms of just like, at first it was a graze and then it was a touch, and then it was sometimes like both hands on legs, and we were laughing about how, you know, the more fucked they, can I swear?
Yeah.
The more fucked they were getting, the more handsy they were getting.
Sure.
And we thought it was hilarious that this group of lads had gone to, let's go to Book of Mormon and take loads of coke.
get gacked up in the bogs.
Could you lift it over?
It's not a bad idea.
Your head.
Yeah.
Theatre cocaine use.
That's not a bad idea. Could have a head attachment for gear use. Because, you know, drug takers, it's a good market to get into.
Coke cloat.
The coke cloat. Here we go. From the neck up. Yeah, don't need a piss. Flip it up so you could, like, pull it up. It could have, like, those... like, sort of, like, rigidy, tent-poley type things, you know, like bendy things. For the stability, because that would be good for the bottom, actually. Because if it was, you wouldn't want it flapping in the wind. So if it had little, like, quite thin tent poles in there, then that would be good. But then you could flip it all the way, like an umbrella, like an inside-out umbrella, pop it up, and just sniff away on your cocaine. It's not a bad idea.
many uses.
You do think you'd be quite suspicious in the theatre with an upside down umbrella from the neck up.
It's a coke cloak.
It says cocaine taking cloak around the edge, and you're just sniffing away, and then you just fold it back there and sit in your seat, carry on watching. It'd be good for
Oh, you know those two people that got caught?
Which two? Those two people.
I love how you just knew that
Yeah, I did. Actually, I was about to say I'm going to need more information than that.
But you actually didn't.
I didn't.
You know?
Oh! That's how bad they did it. They're those two people that got caught forever. That's it. I do know. Coldplay.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. For Frenching.
You know, just a quick whoop.
Pop that up. Yeah. Pop it up. A little kiss for the mistress.
So it could be a kiss. So you could also use it for kissing.
Kissing.
Maybe you're in a club. You meet someone.
You're having an affair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or you just don't want to have other people watch you make out in a club.
That's true. A little privacy. A little privacy tunic.
Privacy tunic.
Privacy tunic. That sounds disgusting, but I think this idea
privacy tunic.
We'll lose the
for
word.
Other things.
We'll lose the word tunic. Yeah. But I tell you what, I went to watch football at the weekend because I'm an absolute top lad. And the stewards now, what they do is they've got like stewards who sit at the front of where you're sat, and they've got their backs to the pitch, and they're just watching you in the crowd. And I'm quite aware of it. They're like all sat there with their little orange jackets, and they're just looking at you to see if you do anything untoward. Very strict. So you're not allowed to vape or smoke. Or you're not allowed to.
And you can't drink in.
You're not allowed to drink
stadiums, are you? Because you can with like rugby and other stuff, can't you?
You can with any other sport.
Because
they can be trusted. But men's football.
Mm. I think that's
yeah. Oh, it's a great idea. And they're drunk. People are drunk enough. But I kind of stand there, and then every now and then you'll just notice the stewards are just sort of staring at you, and I sort of make eye contact. Oh, I'm not doing anything. It's fine. But then I do think that I probably would have vaped if they weren't staring at me. Because you see they go for the down the sleeve.
Oh, yeah. And also, you look less trustworthy as a person than you are, I think.
Oh, for sure.
You look a bit shifty.
If you're
in character.
Yeah.
You're a lovely man.
Appreciate that.
You do look potentially a bit shifty. If I was to just see you.
You didn't know me. I'm in a football stadium.
Yeah. I wouldn't trust you.
And I'm breathing into my sleeve. What's he up to? No one knows. But with this, the problem is the football stadiums would just be full. There'd be 40,000 people all with an upside down umbrella around their heads. And just smoke and drugs just coming out the top. And then every now and then.
It could be like the new right of, you know, this is my right.
It's my right.
You can't prove
what I do in here is my business. What I do in my hood is my business, and you can't stop me.
Could have a support hood, like a letter from the doctor to have a support hood.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
It could be like if you were having a panic attack, you could use it, but then it would get overused for drug use and smoking and whatnot.
Of course. But I tell you what, though, sometimes when it's very busy out, I could see the appeal of retreating into a little sanctuary.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? Could have nice little pictures on the walls.
Oh, yeah. Could decorate it how you want.
If you were busy, like if you got to wait at a train station or something, you could just pop your hood up.
What would calm you? Like pictures of who?
Yeah, pictures of dogs.
Pictures of dogs would be very calming. Alison Hammond.
Get Alison in there.
You know? Just a picture of Alison Hammond.
Yeah.
Picture of a Labrador.
Perfect. You're calm as fuck.
Oh.
You're calm. That's really nice. Tell you what, this idea's got legs.
Thank you. A
big way. I'm into it in a big way. I like the cup edition. I do think we'll need to think about once the cup is full, what happens with that. But I think that's just a...
But you can toss that in a bush.
Yeah, you can. That's so true. What's Emma doing? She's emptying a cup. Yeah, you can just toss that in a bush. Yeah, that's true. That's so bloody true. It's as simple as that. I like the idea. We could do the advert. We'll make the advert and say, so this is the Emmacoin privacy. What did you call it? The P shield. Emmacoin P shield brackets. Could be just a head sanctuary, but we'll get into that. Fill up your cup. Oh, but what do I do when it's finished? Chuck it in a bush. The end.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's fantastic. I think it's really good.
Because that just be, could be water.
Could just be water. For all you know, you squatted down in a park, erected a small tent from the waist down. For all you know, I set my tent up, I knelt down. Now I have a cup of liquid, which I'm throwing into the bush. But for all you know, that could be water. Don't presume we could be anything, okay? That's really good. I think it's an excellent idea. And I really like the idea of being able to flip it up to the top half as well for a little waist up privacy as well. Mm. That's it. It's a privacy shield.
A privacy
and
shield.
And you can choose waist up or waist down.
Sometimes I want to have a public Snickers.
Sure.
You know? And because of, you know, growing up in the 2000s and magazines.
Yeah.
You know, I've been shamed to ever want such a thing.
Of course, I agree.
Maybe I want to have a private Snickers.
A private Snickers. Yeah, I agree, actually. Do you know what? I'm not a big public eater. I'm not a big public eater. That's why I always think, like, there's quite a lot of the time I think I want to get quite an elaborate coffee. You know, I see people getting things with, like, all fancy stuff on the top. And I don't feel like I can ever order that because I think people are judging me like, yeah, you shouldn't have that, you know?
Really?
Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like if you...
I don't know what you mean.
Oh, right. Well, I think like, because I'm a big boy and I think sometimes if I was to get like...
Oh, it's it being bad for you thing rather than
like if you get like, you know...
Pretentiousness of it.
Oh, yeah. More like, you know, come on.
You shouldn't
on.
Have the cream on that or whatever.
Maybe you should just have a black coffee. And
right.
Chill the that's what I think people are thinking. You think? I think I wouldn't order quite a flamboyant drink from a coffee shop, but I think I would if I had the privacy. If I had the privacy hood.
You could order it with the privacy hood
I'd say, can you just pour it?
It's my cup.
It's my cup. I brought a cup. And it's sterile.
Extra cream.
You can probably smell how sterile it is, actually.
Flake in the top, please.
Yeah. Put your most flamboyant drink in there and then just pop it in the top. And then, but I agree, actually. I don't like eating in front of other people.
No.
That's why I don't like Wagamama.
Oh.
I mean, I do, obviously.
But why is that different?
Because there's the strangest. Sort of.
Oh, like eating on your own at Wagamama's on a shared table, you mean? As opposed to sometimes you get just your own little table if you
sometimes eat on the, you get on your own little table, and that's fine. But sometimes I feel like if there's someone quite close, obviously if there's a person I know, like then that's generally okay. I'm not
if
crazy
you're, if
about
you're in
it.
Wagamama's on your own on a shared table.
You're on your own or a shared table. If there's a stranger in front of you and you're eating, or like you've ever worked at a place where like in the lunchroom. Have you ever worked in a place where there's like a lunch break room?
Oh, yeah.
And you have to eat your lunch in front of people that you don't know that well. I think I don't want to eat this in front of you.
I once had a lunch. I was working in an office and I got an eater-pitter.
Sure. Fantastic.
Thank you.
Shout out eater-pitter. This podcast is sponsored by eater-pitter. We're
I wish it was.
I'm doing free adverts for things I like in Bristol because no one will pay to be on this. Yeah. So every now and then I think of somewhere. Eater pitter's good. Go eater there. Pitter. It's in Bristol.
I had an eater pitter salad and I, you know, was eating it. And this woman that was working there said, "That's a big lunch." And I still think about that a lot. I was absolutely mortified.
She working at Eater Pitter? No, she was
working in my office.
Oh, she was working in your office.
She was like the HR lady at my office.
Well,
and there was a few of us sat.
Talk to yourself, HR lady. I'd like to make a complaint.
Right, who do I go to with this now?
Yeah, right. That's the problem.
That's a big lunch.
That's such an awful thing to
say. I said, well, it's mostly salad.
Yeah, right. That, and that's as...
And she said, I could never eat and never eat a meal that big.
First off, I hate this person. Absolutely detest this person. And they work in HR. Fuck off.
I still think about it when I get Eater Pitter. I'm almost like looking out for her to pop in and go, oh, another Eater Pitter? That's a big lunch.
Fucking hell, you have another one of them? That's a big lunch. What an awful thing to say. I can't believe that. For an Eater Pitter as well. I mean, they're big, but, you know, they're a low lunch size.
God, I want an Eater Pitter now.
Yeah, right. Mm. I haven't had one for ages.
I haven't
they're
had one
so
for a while.
Good.
That's a lie. I had one a few weeks ago.
I just can't believe they would say that. But you're right, though. Not with the privacy system. You could eat whatever you want in there.
Right. So if I got there, I could sense her judgmental eyes.
Yeah. Makes that noise now.
Yeah.
I think it's a great idea. In fact, because actually it's quite a messy eat as well, can't it? But if you get the pita itself, it can be quite a difficult thing to eat, even though they're so good. But they can be quite cumbersome. Is that the right word? Cumbersome?
Cumbersome. I'm not going to lie to you. I did just agree with that. I don't know what that means.
I think they can be, you know, sometimes the things can fall out, you know. It can be a messy eat. So if you're worried about eating something messily.
I used to work at a wrap shop called Shake, Wrap and Roll.
I remember Shake, Wrap and
Do
Roll.
You?
Yeah, where was that?
It's right by the Arches. So like, you know, like the Grecian.
Yes, Shake, Wrap and Roll. I remember it.
So I worked there my final year of uni and then a bit after uni. I loved it.
Yeah.
But that was a real particular art of getting all of these ingredients in this wrap and then keeping the integrity of the wrap intact.
Of course.
And then toasting it, cutting it in half, wrapping it and giving, you know.
Yeah,
that
yeah,
I did.
Yeah.
You know when they say like sandwich artists at Subway and people roll their eyes? I felt like that was justified when I was working at Shake, Wrap and Roll. It wasn't art.
100%. And actually, if you've ever tried to make a wrap yourself, fucking chaos. And it just doesn't stay together at all. And you think, you're right. It is a skill.
God, those wraps.
Yeah,
so
they were good. Yeah. Have you ever been to Biblos?
It just doesn't compare though.
What, you think Shake, Wrap and Roll was superior?
Oh, so much better.
Was that different to the Magic Roll?
Yeah.
Do you remember Magic Roll?
Magic Roll.
Magic Roll was
good. Well, that's still... Because that's Taco Taco, isn't it?
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
They renamed Magic Roll so many times.
Oh, it was called Magic Roll, was it?
Back in the day, it was called Magic Roll.
I used to, at Shake, Wrap and Roll, shout out to Shake, Wrap and Roll.
Are they still going?
No.
Oh, that's a shame. R.I.P.
They closed down, R.I.P.
That's a shame.
You'd get free food when you worked there.
Sure.
Put on a lot of weight in that year.
Yeah, got to.
You have to.
Free Shake, Wraps and Rolls.
Right.
You'd be crazy not to.
You know, the occasional shake.
Yeah.
I would have the barbecue chicken. I would have halloumi.
Now we're talking.
And I would have the pulled pork.
Wow. All in one.
All the salads. Oh, God. Cheddar cheese.
That's a big lunch.
That was a big lunch.
That's a big lunch. Now that would have been fine.
Tzatziki as the base.
Yeah.
Barbecue sauce and the sweet mango sauce. Wrap that all up, you know.
Wow.
Toast it. Oh, every day I had that.
Shit, every day.
For so much weight.
That's a big lunch. Yeah. Oh, man, I used to love a Shake, Wrap and Roll. Holy hell. And you could eat that in the hood to your heart's content. You could just...
Oh, I thought you meant like...
Oh, what in... Yeah, that's where I'm from. Did you not know? Yeah. Can't you tell? Can't you tell from me?
You can eat that in the hood.
Guys, little tip. Try eating that in the hood. Yeah. I thought you could tell how edgy I was. Because you're at my wife's dog's groomers in Clifton. This guy's gangster.
Is this your wife's dog's groomers place?
Yeah, yeah. This is her shop. Yeah, this is her shop. Yeah, yeah.
Nice. I was like...
Why is it in a dog groomers?
Why is it a dog groomers?
Yeah, and I
was like, did they just... So Julia has a dog, right?
Julia has a dog, yeah.
Called Trev,
yeah, yeah.
So my cousin likes the podcast.
Oh, great.
And listens to it.
Oh, that's nice.
And when I said... Oh, I'm doing the podcast. And she said, where is it? I said, it's a dog groomers. And she said, do you reckon Julia took Trevor to get groomed there, saw the nice sofas and said, can we rent this out for a podcast? And I said, yeah, probably. But that's
I think Trev has been groomed here. I think Holly, my wife, I think she brought him in for a groom. But yeah, no, it was just a space to record.
Nice.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Most people think it's about nonsense, obviously. But to be fair, the first 20 episodes have not done anything to dissuade that. Oh, I'm glad your cousin listens, though. Shout out Emma's cousin.
Liz.
Shout out, Liz. Thanks for listening. Yeah, no, I didn't mean the hood as in the...
as in, eat that in the hood.
You could eat that in the hood. I meant it as in...
It's a gangster.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, we're pretty fresh on this. We're pretty fresh on this podcast. Yeah. Lovely. It's a great invention, Emma. It really is. It's
thanks.
It's got thank so you. Much... So much, so many things that I think about on a daily basis, which is obviously toilet anxiety, which is such a theme of this podcast. You've really tapped into the zeitgeist of this.
Change the name.
Yeah, I mean, lots of people say that. Anyway, a lot of it is centered around toilet anxiety. I feel like if we could crack toilets. Like the issues, if the government is willing to address some of the issues that we've raised on this podcast, I think the world would be a happier place.
Okay.
I think we just want to be able to go privately whenever we want,
yeah.
at any given moment.
Yeah.
And I don't think that's too much to ask.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's too much to ask. Mm-hmm. I want to be able to go whenever I want.
100%. We moved into this new office at work about a year ago, and we moved from the office that we had was in Stokes Croft, and it was right by the bear pit.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So we saw a lot of colourful characters.
Sure. Yeah.
Right next door to a pharmacy that gave out methadone.
Sure. Sure.
It was a lot, and this is a children's charity.
Okay. Perfect location.
So there's a lot of colourful characters outside our charity. Mm-hmm. We moved.
Yeah.
To a different location. But in this old office, you know, the toilet was downstairs.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
All the way downstairs.
Nightmare.
But no, great.
Oh, downstairs from your office.
As in like it was, you'll understand when I explain the new office.
Okay.
It was, but you had to go all the way downstairs. It was a separate place.
Okay.
Then we moved into our new office.
Yeah.
Where there's two toilets and they are in the main room. There is zero separation.
That is pure hell.
It would be like just this being the toilet.
That is pure hell.
And then the office just being here.
No way.
You can hear people pee.
No way. That should be against the law.
So you obviously can't ever...
That's a human...
...ever do anything more than pee.
That's a human rights violation.
And sometimes you desperately need to do more than pee.
Yeah.
And you absolutely cannot.
Because I hate it in a green room.
Oh,
like
yeah.
Like at Hen and Chicken's, for
Hen
example,
and Chicken.
That when the toilet is just in that room,
yeah,
and you're like, well, I can't do what I want to do in there,
no,
because you're just in the room. Then you just walk back out into the room. You're basically, you know, you're in about much privacy as your shield,
yeah.
But on an office for an 8-hour day, that's it for me. That's a human rights violation.
Yeah,
you should need
I agree.
A separate. Of course, a separate room, but ideally a separate building.
A separate building.
One of the offices I used to work at, there was like a one where there's lots of different offices within one building. But then I worked out that on the fifth floor, there was no office. There was no one renting it.
Oh.
So for a sweet while, I was the only person who knew that if you went up all the way to the fifth floor, there was no one up there.
Nice.
And I had a toilet to myself, which was absolutely excellent. And then after a while, you start noticing other people coming in and you're like...
People sussed it.
The word's out. The word's out on the street. But yeah, I can't believe they let... And are you currently in that toilet situation at your work?
Yeah, we're currently in that toilet situation.
You need to talk to HR.
We don't have an HR.
Oh, that's a shame.
Maybe I'll get in the woman that I used to work in.
Get her in.
With, tell everyone they're having a big lunch, but at least you'll get a toilet sorted out for us. We're all having big lunches, we need a separate toilet.
We're going to need a separate place to go. Otherwise, no more big lunches for us. I wouldn't eat at that office because...
You do pick and choose what you eat.
Gee whiz, man. That sounds horrific. Yeah, it's perfect. I think it's a perfect invention. And in fact, we've had a picture sent in by Robin Diamond. who's a friend of mine and a fantastic artist, and he's you know how like on Bake Off they do the sketches of the cakes before they're made. So he's done one of those for the mattress that you can piss into. So we're gonna we're gonna get a wall and we're gonna put them all on the wall, and then the next one I think that should be on the wall is the pee shield and bracket. Needs a cat, yeah, pee shield, but also privacy tunic.
yeah privacy really, tunic covers it all.
I really like it. Well, thanks for coming in, Emma.
Thank you so much for having me. This has been an absolute blast.
It's been really fun.